Proclamation number 6442 of 2nd of January, 1956. Reject direct word. You will rarely find followers in ecclesiastical circles, for they do not believe that people can establish such an intimate connection with me that they are able to hear my voice. Nor do they believe that I make myself known, that I speak to people directly when they have entered into the child relationship, which is a prerequisite for this direct address. They certainly preach a God of love, but their faith in my love is so small that they don't even grant me the proof of love to reveal myself, so that people on earth also experience my love in themselves. They proclaim empty words without life when they preach me as the God of love, and they prove thoughtlessness precisely by rejecting my word which is offered to them from above through you. And because they reject this word, they can never become properly enlightened either. They can never receive light, i.e., broadened their realizations. They walk along in spiritual darkness because they themselves don't take the commandments of love so seriously either, which I gave them. Because they don't live out love even when it is preached to them. My word could fill large gaps in their knowledge, it could awaken them to life, because there are also people in church circles who seriously strive for perfection, and because the right path is also shown to them through the truth of my word. Yet as long as they do not recognize my voice as the Father's voice, they have not yet established a close bond with me. Thus they have not yet entered into the right relationship with the child. To completely surrender to me and let themselves be guided by me. Not by those who arrogate this right to themselves without having been called to it by me. I myself want to be the one to whom they turn in every adversity of body and soul. And if they sincerely do so, I will supply them with what they need for body and soul. And since my pure word is the right nourishment for their soul, I will also supply it to them as soon as this request is urgently addressed to me. But as long as they do not accept my pure word, offered from above, this call for the right nourishment for their souls has not yet been made to me. But people are satisfied with what people offer them again. They don't ask for more and therefore don't get any further in their earthly life, for one thing results from the other. Every sincere request proves love for me and finds fulfillment in my love. And the best I can offer an earthly child during its earthly life is my word. My word can certainly be heard everywhere by an earnestly desiring person, and he can also accept it in those circles. But he will never turn away if my pure word is offered to him through you. He will fill himself full of joy and desire with the food which he recognizes as strengthening for his soul. He will gratefully enjoy my evidence of love but not reject it, because the love in him will also enlighten his spirit and my word will shine for him as a light which he no longer wants to miss. As long as you find resistance when you want to spread my word, you will only ever have to deal with formal Christians who are still dead in spirit, who have no living faith, who first have to awaken to life, and for this their will is necessary to establish a close connection with me. Through loving activity also. If the will to love is still too weak, through mental connection, through a prayer for help in spiritual adversity to their God and Creator of eternity, then I will reveal myself as Father and give their souls what they need, and then they will clearly recognize that the Father addresses them for their salvation. Amen.